Starting this fall, students in New York State will be able to attend the state's public colleges and universities for free, as long as their families make $100,000 or less a year. The plan was just approved by New York's legislature this past weekend. And joining us to talk about this is Anya Kamenetz from NPR's Ed Team. Hi, Anya.
Hi, Ari.
This is by far the largest program to make college available for free, but there are other movements in this direction around the country. What else are we seeing?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, in the last decade, about 85 locations have created these place-based scholarships. There's Free Community College in Tennessee, in Oregon, in Minnesota, and California is currently considering a debt-free college plan, which would even be more generous than this New York plan.
The New York plan does come with some strings attached if students accept the money. Tell us about those.
Yes. So you have to attend full time and finish on time. There's only 2 years of help with an associate's degree, only 4 years of the scholarship with a bachelor's degree. That affects a lot of students because we do have a lot of students in public colleges that are attending part time or they're working, so they wouldn't be eligible necessarily for that. And you have to live and work in New York for the same number of years afterwards as you receive the scholarship. So 2 years for the 2 year or 4 years for the bachelor's.
A lot of students obviously don't know where they're going to work when they graduate. What happens if they don't meet these requirements after having taken the money?
Well, if you decide to go to grad school or go into the military or just accept a job out of state, those grants convert into loans. And some affordability advocates have been calling that a little bit of a trick because, you know, the symbolic power and force of a program like this is really to say free tuition, free college, college in the state is free. And a lot of people will be making their decisions about college based on that headline. They may not always be reading the fine print. And that's something that we know from other college affordability programs and indeed student loan programs with students and their families. The advocates of the plan say, hey, this is to make sure that taxpayers get the investment back. You know, they're investing in the human capital of the state of New York.
The benefit to this to students seems obvious. What are the potential drawbacks?
You know, I hate to be a nitpicker, and a lot of the college affordability advocates that I've talked to, even though they hailed the symbolism of this move, they do worry that the money could be better targeted as far as class. One example is that, you know, this is tuition only, and half the cost of college is books, housing, et cetera. And nationally, a survey just showed that 14% of community college students deal with homelessness. So there are very severe economic issues that keep certain people out of college. And this is a very big direction of resources that's going to help maybe the middle class a little bit more than those who might be most in need.
During the presidential campaign, there was a lot of talk about free college education for all. Does this movement in New York and movement in similar directions in other parts of the country show that this is really taking root in the United States as the way of the future?
You know, I do find that there's a lot of momentum behind this idea. And when you talk to whether it's college presidents or governors like Andrew Cuomo, who started this plan, the notion is, look, we pay for 12 years of education from K through 12. Now we're talking about pre-K and we're talking about college because we really need to take people into the workforce. And a high school diploma doesn't do that anymore.
That's Anya Kamenetz from the NPR Ed Team. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ari.